Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Erwin, Perig Yud, Mishnah Gemal. In those days, Svarim didn't look like our Svarim. They looked like Sifrei Torah. That's how people would learn. So somebody went out to like a little stoop or a threshold by the entrance of his courtyard, and he said, what a convenient place to sit down and learn with the Sefer. So you could imagine opening a Sefer, but imagine you had to hold like a Megillah or a Sefer Torah. You have to maneuver yourself properly. So Hayakarib the Sefer, this person was reading a Sefer, Al Ha Iskufa, on this threshold or stoop. Now, this Iskufa had a din of a Carmelis. Why a Carmelis? It was less than 10 tefachim high, and it measured at least 4 by 4. That makes it a Carmelis. Also, you have to realize that this little stoop, or this platform, it wasn't within the walls of the Chatzar, otherwise it would have been in Rishus HaYachid. Somehow, this stoop was like by the entrance of the Chatzar. So he's by this stoop, and whoops, it rolls away, or part of it rolls away. And imagine you're holding a Megillah, and you let go by mistake, and one part rolls away. Nizgalgal ha-sefer miyada. The sefer rolled from his hand. But he's still holding the other side of it. So goyle le-etzle, he can roll it back to him. Since he's still holding one end of this scroll in his hand, it's not a problem. I don't say that it's in the Rishus HaRabim. He's holding part of it. Now let's remember, even if the whole thing fell into the Rishus HaRabim and he lifted it onto the Carmelis, so it would still be an Issur D'Rabbanan. In this case, however, it's no problem. You're still holding part of it. Roll it up. You can roll one side so the other part rolls back to you. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Hayakar b'reish hagag. In this case, he wasn't sitting on a stoop. He was sitting on the top of a roof. In his galgal ha-sefer miyadai. And here he went, part of the sefer rolled away. It rolled down toward the floor along the side of the house. And the floor meant a Rishus HaRabim. He was in a house that was alongside a Rishus HaRabim. So can he pull it back up to him? Can he roll it back up? He is holding one side. Zok the Mishnah, here it depends. Ad shalai higia l'sara tefachim, if it didn't reach 10 tefachim to the ground, in other words, the part that's hanging down, is not within 10 tefachim of the ground, goyle l'yetzle, then he can roll it back up to where he is. But mishigia l'sara tefachim, if it fell lower than that, if the part of the scroll that rolled away from him fell within 10 tefachim of the ground, he can't roll it back up. What can he do? Haifchai alaksav. He should turn it over on its writing. Now, what's the problem over here? I mean, he's still holding one side. Why can't he pull it back? The problem is Xera. Had he not been holding one side, then this would be in a Sederaisa. Here he's not in a Karmos. Here he's in a Rishos HaYachid. He would be carrying from a Rishos HaRabim to a Rishos HaYachid. So we're scared if we let him carry it when he's holding one side, he'll come to carry it when he's not holding one side. The Gemara asks, but it still wouldn't be an Issur D'Oraisa. We just established wherever it's not an Issur D'Oraisa, we'll rely on the heter that he's still holding one side. We did so in the previous case with the Carmelis. We said he's holding on to one side. Even if he wasn't holding it, he would be lifting it from Rosh Hashanah onto a Carmelis, it would be okay. That was in the previous case with the stoop. So here too, we should say the same thing. If it didn't land, mamish, on the floor of the Rosh Hashanah, it wouldn't be an Issur D'Oraisa. So let's allow him to roll it back up, even if it's within 10 tefachim of the ground. So the Gemara says, you know what's going on over here? We're talking about where there was a kind of a slanty wall, and the sefer landed on the part of the wall that protrudes within 10 tefachim of the ground. So therefore, it is as if it landed in the Rosh Hashanah. This could be an Issur D'Oraisa. Now, Lamaisa, had he rolled it up, it would not be an Issur D'Oraisa because he's holding on to one side of it. But had he not been holding on to one side of it, it would have been an Issur D'Oraisa. So therefore, we're concerned. We're concerned if we allow him to roll it up now, he'll come to carry it even where he's not holding one side. And actually, the Batanura explains that the mission is missing some words over here. It should say as follows. Higiel Asaret Vachim, this is what it should say in the mission. If the part that he accidentally let go of went rolling down and it came within 10 tefachim in the aretz of the ground, hoifchei aleksav, so just turn it over onto its writing, But b'medvarim amurim, when would we say that? B'kaisel meshopa. Where we're talking about, it's not just dangling in the air. It's a slanty wall over here. Dinach, it landed on the part of the wall. It landed on something solid, on the part of the wall that is within 10 tefachim to the ground. Avul b'kaisel she'ena meshopa. But if the wall was straight, so it didn't hit like a floor. It didn't hit part of the wall, which would be considered the floor if it was a crooked wall. Rather, it's kind of just swinging in the air, so he can roll it back up to himself. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Zehalt Rabbi Yehuda. Why? She Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, for Rabbi Yehuda says, and now we continue with the Nusach in our mission, as the Batanur explains this. She Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, for Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's not touching something solid, because it's a straight wall, so it's just hanging, then afila ein mesulik min haaretz, even if it is only removed from the ground, ela kimeloi macha, only by the amount of a needle, that's how close it is to the ground. No problem, goydele yetzli, roll it up. As long as it's not laying on the ground, it's not an eser deraisa. Whenever it's not an eser deraisa, we're going to rely on the fact that he's still holding one end. So for our friend sitting over here on top of the roof, roll it all the way up. When would he have to turn it over and just leave it there? That's if it was laying on something. That's if it was laying on the slanty wall. Now, the reason he would turn it over is that it shouldn't be such a bazillion so that the letters are to the outside. Everyone passes by, sees the letters like that laying. And so he turns it over, you just see the back of the pyramid, and he has to leave it there until Mitzvah Shabbos. Vayter Zakta Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon, I mean, Rabbi Shimon is much more lenient. Rabbi Shimon says, "Afilu ba'aretz atzmai," even if the other side landed flat on the floor itself, "Goyla yetzli," you can roll it up. You see, everyone agrees that if he's holding the other side, it's not an issa d'raisa. What are we scared of? If we let him do this, he's going to come to carry it, even though he's not holding the other side, and that would be an issa d'raisa. So, Rabbi Shimon, lemaisa right now he's holding the other side, "Goyla yetzli." Let him roll it up to him. She'ein lecha davar mishum shvus. We're not going to allow something, which is only an issa d'rabbanan, oimed, stand in the way b'fnei kisvei hakodesh, before the kavod for kisvei hakodesh. According to Rav Shimon, the only thing we're not going to let you do, even if it comes to the kavod of sifrei kodesh, is to be ever an issa d'raisa. But to say that he can't roll it up, which would only be an issa d'rabbanan, because I'm scared if we do this, he'll come to an issa d'raisa, that, says Rav Shimon, we don't say. So once again, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. If a person is reading from a sefer, and again, all their svarim are like scrolls, like a sefer Torah or a Megillas Esther, and he was sitting on the stoop in front of the courtyard, where the courtyard goes into the Rishus Rabim, this particular stoop is a Carmelist, it rolls away from his hands, no problem, roll it back. You're holding one side. And even if he'll come, because someone sees him do this, somebody else will come to do it, when you're not holding one side, it's still only from a Rishus Rabim onto a Carmelist. If he's on a roof, and the Sefer rolled from his hands down towards the Rishus Rabim, so the Mishnah told us, if it didn't get to within 10 Tfachim, roll it up. If it did get to within 10 Tfachim, and the way the Gemara explains the Mishnah, it's a slanty wall, so it's resting on the wall below 10 Tfachim, so here we say, I'm scared to let you roll it up. Even though the mice, it's not an issa d'raisa because he's holding one side. But if I let him do this, somebody else is going to do it in the same situation where he's not holding one side, and then he would be over. Rather, what should he do? Turn it over on the ksav, the writing should be on the inside. That's only because it's laying on a solid surface. It's laying on the slanty part of the wall as it comes down within 10 tefachim. But if it's dangling, because it was a straight wall, and it's not laying on any surface, roll it back up. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, this is how the Batanur explained the Mishnah, it's how the Gemara explains it, inserting what's missing in our Mishnah. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's dangling, and it's not laying on anything solid, even if it's only removed from the ground by the width of a needle, you can roll it back up. And finally, we learned in our Mishnah, the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the most meiko. Rabbi Yehuda says, we're talking about Kisvei Kodesh over here. So unless the only eitz is to be over in issa d'raisa, that we can't do, even for the kavod of kisvei kodesh. But if it's just an issa d'rabbanan, because he's holding one side, then even if the other side touches the ground, roll it back up. If he's holding one side, it's not an issa d'raisa. And Rav Shimon concluded with the word, "She'ein lecha davar m'shem shavus." You can't have something. We're not going to make a gzeira over here, oimet, standing in the way for the covet of Kisvei HaKadosh, because it's not covet for Kisvei HaKadosh, just to remain hanging.